Audio Boom. Here's another one, and this one is about my filthy, disgusting guide dog, Kinsey, who some of you may know. For those who don't, he's my fifth guide dog, and he's a German Shepherd with a bit of Golden Retriever thrown in, but he's more Shepherd to look at and acts like one more. He sings, he grizzles, that sort of thing. Anyway, on Sunday, we took him for a free run with my friend Barbara's guide dog, Flint, who she's training with at the moment. He's her first guide dog, and he is a flat-coated retriever crossed with Golden. So he's a loon, he's a clown, as flatties are, and he's black, and he's a little bit smaller than Kinsey. So weighs about the same, but he's not as tall and long and leggy. Anyway, we took them over to the local recreation ground, which is close to us both, and let them have a run together so that they could get acquainted better. And I think they're going to be best mates. They get on really well. So they're having a good old run around and chasing each other, and Kinsey was shouting at him. Anyway, we decided to have a sit down on these big concrete blocks, and Kinsey decided to have a roll in the grass. Flint had a roll in the grass. And then Kinsey decided to find this vile, filthy, smelly, black, stinking, squishy mud hole with a puddle in it. It was horrible. He was wandering through it to begin with, and then all of a sudden I heard this awful slapping, squelching noise, and next minute we looked over and Kinsey was on his back with his legs in the air, and he was rolling from side to side in the middle of this filthy puddle. And he was a sight when he came out. He had it all over his head and neck, all down his shoulders and his sides and his back, in his tail, up his legs. I think he was trying to turn himself into a chocolate Labrador. But I've come to the conclusion that he's half hippopotamus and half German Shepherd. So it was really revolting. Luckily, Barbara's got a wet room at her place, so I took him in and gave him a good old shower and shampoo. And I thought, well, as we're at it, I might as well have a shower and shampoo with him. So I was bathing the dog and myself. And yeah, he wasn't very happy about it. He did moan and complain a bit, but that's his own fault for getting so stinky and horrible. And now he's all lovely and shiny and clean and beautiful again. Although he might have a little bit of mud on his feet today because we went out for a free run, but that's another story. So there you go, my stinky dog. They are disgusting at times, they really are. Pause record.